Welcome to Wheel to Wheel, the premier Formula One podcast by two hot ladies who know medium to nothing about Formula One.
In this special episode, we'll be answering the tough questions that no one has dared to ask. Which drivers are only children? Is Carlos Sainz Team Edward or Team Jacob? And if we were members of the ton, who would be this season's diamond of the ball?
I'm Zaylee.
And I'm Maya.
Lights out and away we go! So we have developed an array of questions that we are going to be asking, questions that we've always been curious about. One of the funniest questions Maya has asked was, can F1 drivers honk? And that took me out. Yeah, you asked that a while ago. I guess the answer is no, because we've never seen someone honk. You were like,
that was in my novice days.
Is there a horn?
That must have been in my youth that I asked that.
But in our youth.
That's a hilarious idea, and it would be hilarious if they could honk.
I know. And how loud would it be? It would have to be crazy loud, because their engines are so loud, too.
By the way, did you see that Carlos Sainz crashed a vintage Ferrari car this weekend?
Charles Leclerc did.
Sorry.
A Niki Lauda. He crashed a Niki.
Yeah, Niki Lauda, like 1970-something.
It's horrible. Because the one thing they tell you, apparently, because there was this F1 journalist who also gets to do those sometimes, and he was saying the one thing they tell you is don't crash. So they must have told him that.
Yeah, I'm curious the insurance on that and how much he's going to...
Yeah, millions.
That sucks. And I do wonder if there's actual repercussions from that, because... Is that is it a car that has to be?
I guess the value goes down because now it's a restored car. Unless the value goes up because it's Charles Leclerc who crashed it.
I doubt it.
Maybe a collector is like, Charles Leclerc also crashed it. Iconic. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they want the Niki Lauda car more than they want the Charles Leclerc crashed Niki Lauda car. But anywho,
so we're in the studio that is no longer giving us the free.
Yeah. So we're going to be very prompt with our answers.
We're going to be super quick. We usually steal extra hours from this studio, but they turned off the electricity on us to be very rude. So now we're recording and we just got to be super fast.
Okay.
We got to be super fast. But I brought up free because Maya, in public school, people say free for free lunch. And it's kind of derogatory, I guess.
What?
You never heard someone say
no.
Okay, free is public school lunch. That is nasty. It's usually disgusting. Right? Girl, you ever had free?
Yeah. No, definitely. I was just going to say, I think public school lunch was really bad. I really didn't enjoy it. It was the nasty. I still remember the taste of the burgers. Mm-hmm. And burgers isn't even generous, but the burgers and the
mystery
milk.
Meat. They used to give you milk with pizza.
Yeah, the texture of the pizza, of the burger. I used to freaking hate that.
Ew.
It wasn't good.
But I bring it up because I feel like our first question could be, who could you see at a certain type of school? where is Fernando Alonso ending up? Is he at an inner city public school? Is he in the suburbs?
No. I think he has to be
in an international school.
Yeah, something upper crust. He doesn't give rough around the edges.
That's interesting. Fernando Alonso, I was going to put him in an inner city public school. So we're at opposites.
I could see him being a little rough around the edges, but it would have to come from a moneyed sense of I have a dignified background and I'm choosing to be kind of a dick kind of vibe, which is common.
So he's at a private school.
Yeah.
But he's the cool guy there.
He's I don't give a crap. I don't give a boop. Private school student. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see him in a public school. I think he'd get washed.
What about Yuki Tsunoda?
He's giving private school. He's giving homeschooled, bruh. He has no home training, bruh.
That's not right.
Just he's very, not attention, that he wants attention, but I feel like he just does what he wants. I don't think he would enjoy school. I feel like he would have to be in a really one-on-one, one-to-one school setting for it to even work, because I think he would just be slacking off. What do you think?
This is a tough one because he's not paying attention in class.
Yeah.
What I will tell you is if he were in public school, he would definitely have an aide.
He would have a para.
It's kind of messed up because we're kind of talking about people who are not neurotypical, right?
I don't think he's not neurotypical.
No, but I'm saying he's not. I don't think he's on the spectrum or anything. He's neurotypical. But he would have a classroom aide because he would just be too bad.
Yeah, I think he would be a bad kid, a little bit of a bratty no, I don't want to do this type kid.
He wouldn't do his homework.
Yeah, he would like scream in class or he'd fall asleep, like especially in elementary school.
So if you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, in elementary school, I hated those kids, bro. I was like, y'all are wasting my time, bro. I had no patience. I felt like a teacher. I was like, sitting here, like, going off.
Maya, 8 years old. Oh, my God. Which I'll just, like, quiet
Shut
down.
Shut up, bro.
I was the bad kid.
Really?
I was, you couldn't sit me next to nobody. You could not sit me next to nobody. It doesn't matter who I'm sitting next to. We're getting into shenanigans.
Or cutting it up.
I would have to go to the back. Like, alone.
I would go to the back. I hate going to the back.
I think I just got away with a lot because, you know, you keep the grades good and people really can't say much to you.
Completely. Yeah. I still have a very formative memory in my mind of, like, I think it was supposed to be quiet time or something. I don't remember what it was, elementary school, but I was, like, walking around and, like, talking to my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just talking to me and we were just talking.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the bad kids was like, why does Maya get to sit and walk around and talk to Miss whatever, bleepity blop, and we got to sit here and do our things? And I don't remember what her answer was, but I was like, damn, I guess he's kind of right.
She was probably just like, shut up. So if you can't tell already, this episode is just going to be us asking really silly questions, but that we want to know the answer to.
Yeah, just we're getting to know the drivers. We're imagining the drivers in fun, funky, weird situations.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be a treat for anyone who likes to do imagines. Have you heard of an imagine before?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't read fanfic, by the way. I feel like I'm outing myself. But yeah. I feel like this is an imagine in certain scenarios.
So when we were younger, we were Wattpad girls.
I was not a Wattpad girl.
Maya was a Wattpad girl. No, you were reading Wattpad before me. You were reading after. Don't lie.
No,
you
I was not.
You were one of the first people on Wattpad, bro.
No.
Yes, you
but
were.
Go ahead, bro.
You weren't reading after.
No, I've never read after. You guys put me onto after.
Fine, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Fine.
But I tried reading it, but I didn't really enjoy it. But go ahead.
So when we were younger, not Maya, but I guess the rest of our friend group.
But I did read a lot of random shit.
Yeah. The rest of our friend group, we were reading Wattpad. And I remember one of our friends introducing the idea of an imagine to me. She would be like, I had an imagine yesterday. I think it's maladaptive daydreaming, basically. You have
it
a really
like a
strong.
Fantasy.
You have a fantasy. You have a fantasy, but it's like an active. It's not the idea of fantasy. Like, you wouldn't use the same word because in an imagine, when you have an imagine, you sit there for 5 minutes and imagine something happening to you that would never happen.
Okay.
And in the context of fan fiction, it would be someone famous, someone sexy. And by the way, I've heard of the idea of F1 fan fiction.
Oh,
I'm open to that.
We should read that.
We should feature a fan fiction writer who can read their own work on this podcast.
Yes.
I would be interested in that.
By the way, I know when we've made it once we get fanfics about us. We need some wheel to wheel fan fiction. Someone write that. I'd read it.
I'm not reading that. Any fan fiction with me in it, ew.
It'd be like Zaylee reached a
Anyways, why did I bring up fan fiction?
Because I brought up imagines because I was like, these are kind of like imagines. Some of them will be like weird scenarios that the drivers would never be in, but we're just going to like imagine them.
So imagine you're casting Twilight. It's 2006.
Exactly.
And you have no idea it's going to be a huge cult hit. It's not even a cult hit. It just became like a worldwide sensation, but it was cast like it was supposed to be.
Indie?
It was supposed to be indie. Yeah, but it became obviously so much bigger. But anyways, who are you casting as Edward?
Well, I think let's talk about Edward's qualities. He's moody.
Moody.
He is protective. He's a little obsessive.
He's obsessed with morality as well.
Obsessed with morality.
Certain things are good. Certain things are bad. Oh, I can't eat
humans. Well, he's old-fashioned. Like, there's a part of him that's old-fashioned. He wouldn't even have sex with Bella until they got married. So
and he's a gentleman.
Yes, he's a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Just kidding.
Maya just gagged herself. Like, that's so disgusting to her.
No, it's
the
not.
The idea of a gentleman.
Yeah, so he's a gentleman. So based on those qualities, I'm looking at the lineup right now because I'm struggling to think of somebody. Do you have an idea?
My original idea for this was Sebastian Vettel because even as he's a driver, he still struggles with that idea since he's so obsessed with the environment and he cares about it. And he's like, I know I still drive, but I worry about my impact. And I feel like he's also a charmer. Edward was supposed to be super charming for humans. People loved him. If Sebastian Vettel has been here for 400 years.
Which is likely.
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
No, I wouldn't either. I think that's a good pick. Mm-hmm. It's not. It's a sleeper pick in that I wouldn't feel it was obvious at all. Uh-huh. But the more you think about it and explain it, the more I'm like, okay, I could see this.
Maybe, yeah. The other, in terms of his moodiness, it's giving Hamilton. But talk about Hamilton so much. I don't want to cast him
as the star of the show. Right. I was going to weirdly say, and I'm not even ready to like defend this, so just don't ask me to.
I mean, throw it out there. But this isn't rocket
science.
Weirdly,
Guan Yu Zhao.
Okay.
Is that weird? Only because there's certain elements of like the gentlemanliness that I could see him having. Like, he just reminds me of a kind of guy who would go to NYU, who might like wear suits or like dress very like...
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just very on trend, but they're also kind of traditional, those kinds of guys. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they would want... I don't know.
Okay, so Zhao as a vampire is trying to be current. He's trying to keep up. He's trying to keep on the pulse. He's under the radar.
But there's like a little layer of like traditionalism, perhaps some internalized misogyny, sexism, like kind of happening there that keeps him gentlemanly.
The crazy part is that if vampires were F1 drivers, they would be so good at it. Because remember when Edward was driving super fast and Bella was like,
in his
slow
Prius?
Down. He had a Volvo.
Oh, whatever, bro. Yeah, they would be great. I think you don't need to sleep, so that's like perfect.
Yeah.
You could just be awake. You don't like really...
Never jet lag.
You're never hungry. I mean, you are, but like when you're not, you're not. So it's not like you...
But apparently their skin is like stone. So like would they weigh down the car? No. Are they too heavy for the car?
That's a good question. But what about...
They never age, these drivers. Except for...
Is there some of them are aged.
Like, how heavy is Edward? That was never
addressed.
No, he's
not heavy.
He's light? He's light, even though he's hard?
He's light like a opal stone.
All right, so who's Taylor Lautner? It's giving Carlos signs immediately.
Why Carlos?
Because Carlos is fun-loving. He's like smart. He's the kind of guy that you're also rooting for. If it's Vettel, it's got to be someone who's also going to give them a run for their money.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It has to be someone who's like kind of, but would be able to step up to Vettel.
Yeah. Yeah. Who would steal Bella from Vettel?
I know, looking at this list. It would have to be someone kind of goofy. Like, that's
yes, exactly.
Like
Carlos
man.
Is pretty goofy.
I was going to say Alex Albon, but I don't know if he has to, like, appeal the suave. But Jacob but wasn't
part
that suave.
Of, yeah, that was part of it, that Jacob is like, you want to love
he's
him.
He's like a little brother.
But he's just not that sexy.
So maybe an Alex Albon, I'll say, as a Jacob.
He also has to be the father. I mean, he has to imprint on a Renesmee eventually.
Then Alex Albon. Yeah, I, like, double down on that.
I
just
could see
that, right?
Yeah.
By the way,
were
you team Edward or team Jacob?
I was team Edward.
Me too.
I was team Edward. I'm still team
Edward.
There was
no.
It's really no contest. Yeah. Who's wealthy? Who's older?
Who's sexier?
Who's sexy? Right.
It just straight up, he was a sexier character.
The amount of restraint that it took him to be with her, even the idea of restraint is just hot.
Yeah, it is.
Restraint. It's like a hot word in itself.
Yeah, there's something tied up about it, which. I like it because I think it hints at something. Oh, God. You know what?
We're having an imagine. I'm having an imagine right now.
Let's stop.
All right. One more character in here.
Bella, duh.
Yeah. Who's Bella?
Bella has to be a little helpless and like whiny and whimpering.
Bella doesn't even understand how she got here.
Bella, I feel like doesn't deserve all the attention she gets. Bella's George Russell. Bella's George Russell.
But remember, Bella has to fall in love with... Who do we cast as Edward?
Sebastian
Vettel.
Vettel
or Zhao. And would Sebastian Vettel or Zhao fall in love with
George
Russell?
But...
Who has chemistry with them? Mick Schumacher. Mick Schumacher
is Bella. Oh my God,
it's Bella. Bella!
I love that, but I feel like it's actually downplaying Mick. Like, I feel like Mick deserves a little more than to
Mick
be
is too good for Bella.
Yeah, he could, yeah, a little
but
bit.
But the point was that I think they miscast Bella in the movie. Remember, we're casting Bella. Bella was not, Kristen Stewart is not who I would think Bella is.
Why?
Mick Schumacher,
because Bella is too...
She was too awkward. It's almost like Bella was supposed to be clumsy, yes, but she was supposed to have this allure about her that no one else could understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written from the first person, right? So I think we were supposed to understand her as this unreliable narrator. She's like, ugh, I'm not good. I'm clumsy. Why would anyone like me? Meanwhile, the whole school is up in arms. Like, we have a new student. She's hot. So I think, right, Mick Schumacher would think about himself in the same way.
I think it's interesting. You're right that the way that they played the characters. I don't know that they understood the scale, how big the movie would be. And I think that it influenced a lot of their choices, because I think they were playing it. I watched GQ did this video with Robert Pattinson where they talked about he went to his roles, and he was like, we were trying to make it so much weirder like, as a film.
Yeah.
But we ended up like not making some of those choices. But I think that yeah.
He was on drugs during the audition, right?
What? I didn't know that.
He basically had so much anxiety about auditions. He had come off of the Harry Potter, which I think he got in an open call. He wasn't a fantastic actor. And so he was going out for all these auditions. He wasn't getting anything. And his agent was just like, he was staying on his agent's couch at the time. And the agent was like, go in my medicine cabinet before the audition. Because he was.
Pick up that Xanax.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he took like two Xanax or some sort of antidepressant before the audition. So he was really, really like.
Chill.
Weird and just, yeah, chill. It was the first time he had taken them too. He was like, whoa.
That's so bold.
Yeah.
But kind of fun.
Yeah, and I guess the entire time he was just... Apparently he was horrible to work with.
No.
Yeah, he was like, I was so weird as a kid. He talks about it. Robert Pattinson is so cool.
I love him. I was going to say, I have only good things to say about him.
Except I have some... He was kind of mid in Batman, but that's for another day.
Yeah, let's talk about that later.
Okay.
Moving along. What do we think about...
The Kardashians?
Yeah, let's Kardashianify. This is like the Europeans' worst nightmare. They're like,
sharp
why
turn.
Are these girls bringing up the Kardashians?
Who is the Kim Kardashian of the? Would it be easier to start with the less famous Kardashians? Like, who's Kris Jenner? Do you want to do that first?
I think Kris Jenner is easier. Kris,
she's got to be a team principal.
Oh, I was gonna say, I'm just still trying to find someone from the paddock, but it has
Let's
to be like a
up.
Matriarch figure. So it has to be someone who like oversees everything and
who's also like, she's pulling the levers.
They have to be a little sharky, right? So they do agree that they have to have a sense of like,
she's getting 15% of everything.
Yeah, like, we're getting a cut. Like, no, we're not doing that. No.
She's also mama bear. Like, she has an extreme business sense, but at the same time, Kendall is like, I don't want to go, I'm sick. And she's like, okay, Kendall, that's fine.
Why isn't it Stefano Domenicali? Or why isn't it Michael Massey? With those people in the sport, like the people that are that high up, it's interesting because I don't get a sense of like, oh, they care about the drivers.
That's what
like,
I was going to say.
They're very involved.
Like, they're not as responsible for anyone's image.
Who's the guy who's like the head of the NBA? His name is Adam something.
Silverman?
Adam Silverman. Like, I have no idea. I don't watch
I think that's wrong.
But I still get a sense that he's like more involved in like the basketball goings on. These people in F1, I don't see that as much.
Except with Ferrari. There's something about their focus on Ferrari that's just different. But I was going to say, could Kris Jenner be, who's the team principal of Williams?
Claire Williams or the new guy?
No, the new guy.
Jost Capito?
Yeah, that guy is giving Kris Jenner.
He could be a Kris Jenner. Yeah, I liked him a lot. We talked about him in some episodes prior. You should listen to that.
Yeah, in the Drive to Survive.
We talked about it. He's funny, and I think he is strategic with what he wants his wins and goals to be. Like, and I think that's really smart. He's not just swinging for the fences.
Mm-hmm. It gives Papa Bear, too. He's had to defend Latifi recently in the media because obviously Latifi is a mess, and... He's like, yeah, this is our going on, but I'm still going to, these are my boys. And like, I'm taking care of them. Yeah, that's my Kris Jenner. Who do you have for Kim K, though?
A Kim would have to just be the star of the sport completely. I feel like a Kim would have to be like Lewis or like even a Daniel Ricciardo, weirdly.
Kim is giving Daniel Ricciardo. Yeah. And you know who's giving Lando Norris? Chloe.
Who's Lando Norris? Chloe.
Yeah. Chloe.
Okay, so why Lando for Chloe?
Lando for Chloe because Chloe has always been, she's extremely charming. And I just think she has a special relationship with her fans. As of late, she's gotten a lot of body dysmorphia. I think she's looking weirder and weirder. And I think she did a lot of surgery. And her self-image is almost separate from her personality to me. Because I really do think it's this weird thing that she's struggling with. And it's really sad that we have to see it.
I think so, too.
We have to see it happen. But other than that, there's something about her personality that is... She's always ball-busting. She's always giving people a hard time. And that's Lando. to me.
Yeah, he's a ball buster.
And she gets to act crazy because she's kind of under Kim's wing. She doesn't have all the pressure. She can curse and she can kind of do things differently in public. And
yeah, there's just less scrutiny on her.
Yeah, she's younger. She gives younger brother energy. Lando gives young brother energy.
He absolutely is a younger brother.
Yeah, who's Kendall? Kendall's so difficult. I was going to say Kendall is giving Hamilton to me.
Kendall is Max, bro.
Shut up. First of all, what are your thoughts on Kendall? Do you like Kendall?
Not too much. I mean,
not too much.
You know, it's funny because my mom texted my younger sister and was like, "You remind me of Kendall Jenner." And Kayla's like, "Really? Why?" She's like, "Just in terms of temperament." Doesn't know. I don't know. You know, from what I see of her, she's fine. Is it somebody that I feel like, oh, I'm going to sit across from you at dinner and we're going to be kikiing and laughing? Mm-hmm. No. And that's just how I feel when I look. Like, I don't feel much.
Uh-huh.
It would have to be someone who's a little awkward. Like a
but
Esteban?
It's got
to
be someone who also has a bunch of fans. Because Kendall has...
Yeah, she does. She has a community.
But she's kind of hollow Nicholas in terms of personality. Latifi? Bro, what fans Nicholas Latifi got?
I don't know, the Latifi Commission?
That's why I'm saying I think Kendall is Hamilton. Because they all have to tiptoe around Hamilton. Hamilton's a tough personality to manage. And that's what Kendall's giving. She's not someone who you would tell the truth to.
Tell the truth to. Like, she's you can't give it to her straight. Tell the truth to. That's a really good disqualifier of somebody.
And she's very, she would consider herself low maintenance, but she's actually, to me, high maintenance. Seems like a lot goes into maintaining herself in terms of how much time she spends.
And her peace and her, like, you know, just yeah. Very picky in that sense.
Speaking of people who need to get up and work, what do you think of jobs? If drivers had normal jobs.
I love this question. This is my question. I love this question. Okay, so for example, Valtteri Bottas.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's
what job
so
would
normal.
He have?
Like, Zaylee knows this, but I have more, every day I have more and more affinity for Valtteri. I don't know what it is, but he's just so amazing to me.
Would he be a sex worker?
No. Do you think he could be?
He's very confident about his ass cheeks.
I mean, yeah, his butt looks cute, didn't it?
He would have such a famous OnlyFans. Because he's also great on camera.
All.
Girl.
I would not click that personally, not for that reason. But I could see him being like
an influencer.
No. What are these jobs? These are like so random.
He loves coffee. He loves traveling.
Yeah, he
the
loves
world.
Coffee.
He
I was
loves
gonna
taking
say.
Pictures of himself.
I could see him running like a brewery or something like that. Like I could see him like as a guy with like a cap and I don't know why the cap was important, but I'm just having a mental image of like a cap and like a rag over his shoulder and like flannel. Like he could be in Portland to me like doing
a rag
things.
Over his shoulder. No. I completely
That's how I
disagree.
See it.
Agree. I see him as someone who's is a niche micro celebrity on the internet. Because he
as
is
what?
That. As he's just an influencer. He pours his morning coffee.
But it would be by accident. Like he just doesn't seek fame in that way that I could see him being like, hi guys.
No. He would have to be the kind of influencer who genuinely cares about creating his content. And he's famous. But he's not doing it for the followers. He's doing it more for the content, if that makes sense.
Okay.
He likes
I mean,
making his own content.
That's an interesting take.
I feel like he could vlog. He could turn on the camera in his car and be like, okay, guys, so today we're going to...
Hi, guys. It kind of sucks like that.
He could travel. He'd be a travel vlogger.
Yeah, I think he would like to travel and bike. He would live a very fresh, healthy lifestyle.
Super healthy. He
what
might
about
show you how to eat healthy.
Sergio? What do you think Sergio could do if he wasn't? I kind of think he could be a teacher. Was that random?
It's not random, but anybody could be a teacher. But yeah, he could be a teacher.
Yeah.
What kind of teacher would he be?
I don't know. Like there, at first, I was like, ooh, I could see him just like teaching science or just something.
But would
something.
He be strict? I feel like people would walk all over him.
No, I don't think he'd be strict. I think he could enforce. I mean, this is also giving me like how he would be as a father too. Like, I mm-hmm. think he would be a present dad and like, but I don't think he would be a pushover. So I think he would be similar in terms of teaching. I just think I could see him enjoying to work with like kids for some reason, or even like a little older, not like babies, but like
high schoolers.
Yeah, like middle schoolers. I think
could
people
see him,
would like him.
I could see him at the fancy school we went to for high school.
Yeah.
I don't see him at a public school. I just think they would chew him up and spit him out.
Yeah.
I don't see him being able to control a classroom of like 32 public school kids.
Yeah. But at the school we worked at, I could see people really loving him.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally. He's not like too cool. He's like cool, but not purposefully cool. What do you think Lance Stroll could do? This is a niche one. I could see him being a gamer, bro. Honestly, like
a gamer.
Yeah, he probably does games.
A gamer?
That's not really a career path, though. Or maybe in this day and age it is. I don't know.
I mean, he could be a gamer, but what's his day job? Working at Chipotle?
I just can't see him. That's more of a hobby. Yeah.
You can't see him working? It's funny.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Like, I just can't see him being, like, super passionate in, like, an office environment.
No, yeah, he wouldn't be super. Maybe he'd be, like, an IT guy. What about George Russell? What's George's
now, that's
job?
Somebody I could see working in an office. I just could. I could see him in a button-down. I could see him dressed like Toto, like, button-down, black slacks, businessy.
George is trying to be this, gunning to be the CEO of a major multinational corporation. It's giving sociopath.
It's giving, yeah, what's that movie with Christian Bale? But I'm not going to say he's going to be a psychopath. I just think I could see him being like in an office, doing office things, and actually kind of excelling at it. I could see his brain working very well in those situations.
He's American Psycho?
Yes. And I was going to say, it's giving Succession, like Kendall Roy.
Yeah.
Type vibes.
Absolutely. George Russell. Oh my God. We should have done Succession.
And we should have. That's a good one.
Really in two good ways. One. Let's do Bridgerton.
Drivers as Diamond of the Ball.
Who is the Diamond of the Ball?
Charles Leclerc. There's just no other answer. He's hot. He's hot. He's hot. He's hot. He's hot.
No, Charles Leclerc is like the what people think it's going to be. The person who writes all the letters for Bridgerton?
Penelope.
What's her magazine called?
Oh, Dr. Mr. Weatherington, Miss Featherspoon, Witherspoon, Feather. No, she's a part of the Featheringtons.
Yeah.
Whistledown, Lady Whistledown.
Lady Whistledown is writing that Charles Leclerc is going to be the person. Mm-hmm. But somebody comes in and surprises everyone at the last minute.
It would have to be a surprise guest.
Who is the surprise Diamond of the Ball that... Huh.
I just say that because I think Esteban Ocon is a sleeper in a lot of different ways. I don't think that he's someone people come to the forefront, like who comes to the forefront of people's minds. I think he has a smaller fan base. Like I would say a Pierre, but I think a Pierre has like a fan base. I think Pierre would be moving in that circle. I don't think he would have to be like the belle of the ball because I think he would already be like kind of in the mix, if that makes sense.
This is a toughie. I'm glad you brought Pierre up because honestly, he hasn't been top of mind in this entire conversation.
Do you
I haven't
think Pierre
of him.
Is more of a Bridgerton or a Featherington?
Pierre is definitely a Bridgerton. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Featherington too.
You have this complete misconception of Pierre. We're not on the same page about
Pierre.
You
literally call him ghetto every other day. The Featheringtons are the ghetto ones of...
But what I mean is that he's the realist. He's the most... And, like, that is what the Bridgertons are. The Featheringtons are weirdos. And, like, the people who are a little bit nasty, they're the mean girls.
They're mixiest. Yeah, they're mixier. They are a little more conniving.
The Bridgertons are the people who we see the show through their eyes.
Yes, the Bridgertons are the good guys.
Right. And to me, Pierre is a good guy.
I like him. I think he's a good guy, too. I'm just saying there's something ostentatious about the Featheringtons that I think could be in alignment with Pierre. But I don't
know. Ostentatious.
Hey, viewers, let me know.
I see what you mean in terms of ostentatious, but he's way too likable to be a Featherington.
He is likable. He is really likable. And the Featheringtons are not likable.
So for the diamond, the surprise, the one who's throwing everyone off, I am going with Pierre. Pierre, surprisingly.
Okay.
Who Michael Jordan could have had dinner with literally any F1 driver and chose Pierre. That's giving
Diamond
of the Ball energy.
I need the background to that story immediately.
Me too. But so you were going with Esty Bestie, which I could see too.
Bestie. Yeah, I just think
he's
well
mannered.
I think he's
yeah,
extremely
well mannered.
He's handsome. Like there are times where I'm like, meh. And then there are times I'm like, oh no, like he's a handsome guy. Like he has something to give.
No comment.
And I like his story, his background.
I don't like talking about people's looks, but no comment.
All right. We're just going to move right along. Right on along.
He does have a good story. Maybe he would be the help.
No. Maybe he could be the person like, working in.
I could see him as like a really charming side character that works in the house.
Maybe this is why people write fanfics, because I'm like, I would totally love to watch all of these people interact.
Wait, who do you see as Lady Whistledown?
It would have to be someone so irritating because I did not like Lady Whistledown at all.
I did not like her at all.
Do you?
I like her okay.
I don't. I'm just like, or her, even aside from her Whistledownness, I don't care about that. Her personality is so whiny. I'm like, girl.
I respect her as a businesswoman. That's the growth that I like seeing
hustler.
In season two. I liked seeing her
That's so
as
true.
A businesswoman. And her family was, I could see why it made sense for her to be making money, because remember when her family lost all her money, her father was killed, mm-hmm. and they were just broke, assed out. Nobody could come and help them. And so she was making money for them, and I thought that was good.
You know who's the obvious Lady Whistledown?
Who?
Fernando Alonso. Like, obviously.
Fernando Alonso cannot keep a secret. He went straight to the FIA like, they're
blackmailing. But he's like, I'm going to tell all of y'all's business and it's going to benefit me. But in the end, it like ends up biting him in the ass somehow. Like, you know, like he's totally the person that's like, dear ton.
It's giving, I don't know, I feel like Valtteri Bottas could keep a good secret. Imagine this entire time he's going to, like, he's the person who we would never No, and he's quiet enough to be
it
in every
be
room.
Super quiet. I just don't see that he's like. There has to be a vindictive streak.
You don't think Valtteri Bottas has a reason?
I mean, he did flip off George Russell.
To whom it may concern. F*** you.
I love that line.
It's giving like he.
Yeah, I still. I'm more team of what I said, but I would say if it wasn't Alonso, I could see a Valtteri.
Okay, so you're a Lady Whistledown, Alonso. We're going in complete opposite directions. It's interesting.
Hey, man, that's what makes good dialogue.
All right, so for the last, it's crazy because this whole episode has been fun questions. So we get to end this with another segment that is fun questions. It's just all fun. Fun and games.
Fun and games
We're
on a Sunday
games,
night.
Bro. Okay, last spicy question of the episode, and we have to go so quick because my computer's dying and they shut the power off on us again. My question to you is, who do you think kneeled in during BLM? Who
this
do you
is
think,
so depressing.
Who do you think didn't kneel is the question.
I know some of these people who didn't kneel. I know Nikita Mazepin didn't kneel. Like, I knew that for a fact. Just because I feel like I read it.
There are three drivers
who didn't kneel
on the current grid who chose not to kneel. Some
George
of these
Russell.
People already left. No, he knelt. Or at least he didn't come up in this article about not kneeling. Girl, are you about to look it up?
No. I'm looking at the roster of drivers so that I can see. Max?
Correct. Max did not kneel.
I think I read that.
Mm-hmm. One of these is going to take you out.
Is it Daniel Ricciardo?
No. He knelt.
Okay.
As far as... Well,
is it Carlos?
Yeah. He did not kneel. He's remained standing. So that's two. Verstappen and Carlos.
Sergio?
He knelt.
Don't say Lando.
I'm not going to say that.
Oh. Fernando?
No.
Damn, I'm going to. Don't. I know it's not Sebastian. I know he knelt.
No, you know that he knelt. You know he knelt.
I know. Valtteri?
Nah, bro.
Oh.
Everyone at Mercedes is kneeling.
They're like, we will not be caught dead not kneeling. Lance?
No.
He's young. I'm like, the young bucks have to kneel.
Uh-huh.
Pierre?
Mm-mm. You know Pierre now.
God. I can't lose a real one like that.
He's a diamond.
I don't know, Zaylee. I feel like I've said everybody.
Charles Leclerc chose not to kneel. Charles Leclerc. So that's two besties we got there. I mean, three besties, really.
Pour
I like Verstappen.
A drink for the real ones.
Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz chose not to kneel for being... Take that... information as you will. Leclerc said all 20 drivers stand united with their teams against racism and prejudice, at the same time embracing the principles of diversity, equality, inclusion, and supporting F1 and the FIA's commitment. I believe what matters are facts and behaviors in our daily life rather than formal gestures that could be seen as controversial in some countries. I will not take the knee, but this does not mean at all that I am less committed than others in the fight against racism.
Sleeping.
And Verstappen echoed Carl Leclerc's comments. That post, and it's so crazy to even, this is so beyond, this is giving them so much grace.
But go ahead.
But you could have finished the post off by being like, my real gesture and the daily actions that I do going forth will be X.
During
this time, instead of kneeling, I don't know, I am going to donate.
Which is such a gesture. Oh,
right,
gesture,
right, right,
gesture.
Right, 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 right. It's like, oh, I don't do just gestures. I
Your
stand
whole
through
sport
it in
is
my
based
daily
on
life.
Gestures, bro.
I think that's also a Ferrari decision.
Probably is. They probably had conversations about this.
But at the same time, I don't want to give Leclerc too much credit because there are some drivers, I'm sure, who bucked against their teams and did.
And knelt.
Right. Oh, my God. I don't know.
I think it's horrible.
On that note. Thank you for listening to Wheel to Wheel. Leave a review. Follow us on TikTok at Wheel to Wheel Pod. Next week we'll be in, I just had a brain fart. Where are we next
week? We're
going
to be in
Monaco?
I know. We're going to be in España.
A lot of upgrades coming next week. Yeah. It's going to be, oh my
God.
Hopefully,
they said every year.
It's going to be so fire. We can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Until next time.
Ciao.
Beyond.